best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Is there anything really better than petty revenge?
No.
Well,
it's right up there.
I mean, it ranks.
It's right up there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, and I'm coming up blank.
It is satisfying. Like, you know, it'll happen when you see somebody weaving in and out of lanes,
mm-hmm.
and then they get up and they can't pass because they've gotten behind a car that's yep. stuck, and so you then decide, you know what? Now I'm going to hover
yep.
in this other lane, and they can't go anywhere.
Yes.
And you've stopped them.
That is a great feeling.
I will be late. It's okay. It's okay. You know what? I'm not going to get where I wanted to go as fast as I had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm back here keeping this person in their place.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
that is, it's supremely satisfying. It really
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
Well, I do enjoy it when someone races by you only to get it caught at like the same red light mm-hmm. as you. And you can pull up, you slowly roll yeah. in just right next to them.
Not the same as seeing no. them kind of go back and forth behind you, just
right.
seething, you can tell.
Yes.
You're like, I'm not moving either.
Uh-huh.
You are I'm going to drive right with this car now.
Yes.
Which I would never do because I hate that. But now I'm going to do it
mm-hmm.
just to stop you.
Every decision they make behind you will be even more frustrating to them because they can't get around.
They can't get around.
It is good.
It's good. So I was curious about if you have a petty revenge story. You know, something where you just were able to get back at somebody. Something stupid. And this story, it didn't happen in the U.S., but it did go viral. This woman and her kids are behind this guy in line at her fast food restaurant. It's a chicken place. And she's telling the kids, only get one piece of chicken, because otherwise you're going to be fat like the guy in front of you.
Oh, that's awful.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he, of course, being in front of her, orders all of the chicken.
Yes. Yes.
So that she gets told it'll be another 30 minutes before they have
good
any,
for him.
Any chicken ready.
That's great.
I do like that.
That's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely awesome.
Look at that. He's making sure the kids aren't getting fat now. And he won.
Right. He did. He
mm-hmm.
he ruined her day.
Oh, gosh. That's what the best part of the petty revenge is that you might be ruining somebody's day.
That has it coming.
Yeah.
You know, she could make her point
mm-hmm.
one piece is enough without using him as an example.
Yeah, no, that was horrible.
Right.
Yeah, so she got what she had coming to her.
Yes, if I was on a jury, I would say, sir, you are free to go. Ma'am, your trial's up next.
2801025. When did you get petty revenge, and how good did it feel? It is.
You say with the glee.
It is sweet revenge. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have been that guy.
Yeah.
Walking out of there, hearing them behind him say, I'm sorry, it'll be another 30 minutes before there's any more chicken ready.
Sure.
Awesome.
And I would like to be there when you come home to your wife. And she goes, why do you have 7 buckets of chicken?
Julie on the phone here from Des Moines. You and your sister used to take turns babysitting this little girl?
We had to spend the night there. Because the mom worked the night.
Okay.
But every time we stayed there, one of us, we'd always get prank phone calls from the group of mean girls. My sister was doing it one night, and she got so scared that my dad had to go pick up the little girl and my sister and take her to our house and spend the night because she was so scared. So that night, my sister came home and was upset. I said, I have an idea. I want you to go with it when we get to school.
Okay.
So we're standing outside the lockers. I said, they're going to get the people that have been prank phone calling. And my sister's like, no way. And I said, well, because we've had so many prank phone calls, the mom put a tracker on the phone because she was taking it personally. So about an hour later, I'm called to the office and my sister's there and we're in the principal's office and he's asking us about it. And I'm like, it was just a joke. I was trying to get back at him because apparently in the next room over are a group of 4 girls sobbing, needing to call their parents because the cops are coming to the parents' house.
So they thought you were actually they were really going to be caught. Good.
Well, that'll learn them.
Yeah, that's good revenge.
what a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.